The coronavirus pandemic is accelerating, with the World Health Organization saying 85% of new cases in the past 24 hours have been in Europe and the United States. The WHO is warning the US has the potential to be the new epicenter. But despite that, President Donald Trump says he wants the country to be back to normal by Easter, just over 2 weeks away. As Washington correspondent David Lipson reports, Americans can only watch as fears grow, particularly in the hardest hit city of New York.
Ryan Hamilton from Newcastle, north of Sydney, is emerging from a 12-day nightmare, alone in his New York apartment, infected with COVID-19.
Have you ever had an illness like it?
Nothing like it. You just are incredibly weak. You don't have any mental faculty. I'd have a phone conversation with a friend and I need to rest for 4 or 5 hours after that.
As the 35-year-old struggled with the symptoms, with only the TV for company, the city was shutting down around him.
You know, cops, sirens and loudspeakers in the background. My first thought was it was on the screen, but then, you know, you start hearing the disperse and please go back to your home, and New York has taken on a bit of an Armageddon feel. Things like the convention center being turned into a mobile hospital run by the army. Businesses are starting to board their shop fronts up with plywood and things like that, presumably anticipating some kind of social disorder at some point. So it certainly has that feeling of that this is going to get worse before it gets better.
That's certainly the view of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, despite the widespread lockdowns, is still seeing the rate of new infections doubling every 3 days in his state.
We're not slowing it, and it is accelerating on its own. One of the forecasters said to me, we were looking at a freight train coming across the country. We're now looking at a bullet train.
And the governor's getting increasingly desperate in his pleas for the US federal government to help with more life-saving ventilators.
You want a pat on the back for sending 400 ventilators? What are we going to do with 400 ventilators when we need 30,000 ventilators?
He's not getting a sympathetic ear from the White House.
Well, we sent them ventilators, and they could have had 15 or 16,000. All they had to do is order them 2 years ago, but they decided not to do it. They can't blame us for that.
President Donald Trump has enacted emergency war powers that enable him to force factories to make medical equipment, but he still hasn't used them. He says companies are moving on their own, and he appears to be firming up in his plans to lift restrictions by Easter Sunday, 19 days from now.
Our country wants to go back to work. Many people, in my opinion, more people are going to die if we allow this to continue. We have to go back to work. Our people want to go back to work.
Medical advisers say that could cost tens of thousands of American lives. There are no good options left. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.